Welcome to Experience Health Radio, presented by Cingala Consulting. Cingala Consulting was founded on the basic principle that the patient should be at the center of every decision made by healthcare organizations. Our mission is to help these organizations realize their investments in technology, employees, clinicians, and most importantly, their patients. We bring together industry leaders on air each week to engage in conversations about the patient experience with a focus on the developments in areas that have the greatest opportunity for improvement in healthcare today.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I'm Fran Horner.
And I'm AJ Malaraño.
And we're the founders of Cingala Consulting and the hosts of Experience Health Radio. As always, we're excited to share with our audience our experiences and the experiences of our guests live every week at 11 a.m. Central Time and on demand through our website and downloaded through iTunes. And today we've got a great show. We're going to talk and recap the best shows of Experience Health Radio from 2013. So today, AJ and I will just be recapping and thinking about some of the memorable moments of the shows that we were able to produce in our first year. You know, AJ, we kicked off our radio show with our first guest, Paul Spiegelman, the founder and president of the Barrel Institute. What do you remember that was most memorable about that?
I think Paul's entire outlook on the impact that the call center representatives make on an organization as well as the patient's experience. And I've known Paul, boy, since probably 2003 is when I was first introduced to him and saw his operations down in Dallas at that time when it was Barrel, and was just impressed with how much he cares and how important morale is in, as you know, Fran, a very mundane, could be boring, but it's also intense job in answering phones and servicing patients and physicians for a full day's work. And Paul is just always upbeat. He believes in the employees, believes in making sure that they have all the tools and the training that they need to provide outstanding service. I think it's always been something I've been proud of what Paul's done.
You know, you've always talked about Paul in that light, and I got to experience that myself in November when we went to their sales meeting. And actually meeting their staff, you can tell that they've drank the Kool-Aid. They get it, and they really are looking at delivering an exceptional customer experience. And that comes from their culture, their environment, everything that supports them. I was amazed to see an open library so that agents could go and take out books. And it wasn't just about call centers. It was about the customer experience. It was about how to engage and how to really share that empathy and compassion that you have for someone. Mm-hmm. And it really touched my heart. It really did.
Yeah, I think what they've done there from taking from a very simple physician referral, maybe classes and events, and now have, since they've been acquired by Stericycle, really moving into full-blown scheduling, registration, and being an extension of the healthcare systems. It's another option for healthcare systems to look into as they're considering creating or consolidating into the multi-channel contact center world that most organizations are moving into now.
Yeah, you know, and we were able to, as part of our radio show, really get personal when we talked with Brenda Robinson at MetroHealth. You know, she talked about managing contact center implementations and how important those initiatives really impact the customer experience, patient satisfaction, and care. And I think, you know, this was another one of those radio shows where you could really connect with Brenda and the work that she did to be able to communicate the value of the contact center and then be able to manage through the project of really seeing that come to light.
How about Brenda? I mean, is she not like the star of the year? I mean, she has gone from a general project manager for Metro to today running pretty much the day-to-day operations as well as their implementation of their centralized contact center. This is someone who really didn't know anything about contact centers and just grasped it and learned from us at Cingala and read everything she could get her hands on, went through all the ups and the downs of frustration with the politics and just has done an outstanding job in what they're doing over there. Today goes to show.
Well, you know, and that's one of the things I think we pride ourselves on is being able to bring all of the ships, rise all the ships by sharing that knowledge and experience that we have and that it's practical. We understand the culture of working in a healthcare organization, and so we can align that with their organizational skills. But Brenda, total rock star. She was so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, the other one I really enjoyed was Chip and his approach to marketing, which he called transmedia. It was very enlightening.
Chip is a character in himself. I've known Chip for a couple of years, and I don't think I've ever met someone as passionate about marketing and not in the traditional sense. And, you know, everything from Chip's colorful emails that he sends out to everyone to different programs and initiatives that he puts in front of people when they're either starting up a business or maybe they've been around so that they're not stagnant and just challenging the status quo, which is always something that that I welcome, and Fran, I know you do as well. It's of how do you do something that is pretty much the same way that people go to market, but how do you do it a little differently now? And that's what Chip has always brought to the table, and I appreciate everything he's done for us at Cingala this year, and you know, just working through how do we differentiate a service-oriented consulting firm, and how do we position ourselves in a way that's different than others, and how do we compete? How do we compete against the big boys and with benches as deep as 250 people? And I think we've done a very nice job with positioning ourselves and then delivering on our promise.
Well, Chip was one of those people that's just a firestorm. I mean, he has so many out-of-the-box ideas, and those ideas just keep coming right at you. I was just enthralled with his conversation and some of the topics that he talked about. We had another lively speaker, and that was Vince Blugenzi. He's the CEO at Vitech, and he really pushed the envelope. He's, you know, kind of a crazy guy, done a lot in the industry. But again, one of those kind of people that brings a different perspective and just makes you think differently when you're talking to him. Did you get that sense of it?
I did. I think that his expertise, his experience and what he has seen, as well as what he projects, where's the future, what's coming down the road, and everything that we hear and see both in our industry, in healthcare, as well as other industries, is how do you make it easier for those customers of yours to do business with you, and how do you accommodate them in ways that they can communicate with your organization in various ways, and they're going to get the same answers or they're going to get the same service levels.
Well, I really enjoyed his broadcast because I think he does push the envelope, and he asks the questions that we don't often ask ourselves, which is this the right technology? Are we doing ourselves a disservice by relying too much on outside vendors when we can be learning how to manage our businesses within? And I think there's definitely some, you know, good thoughts around that, and it makes you ask those questions. Certainly Liz Osborne, the Vice President of Product Management at Five9, she asked those questions too. When looking at like ever-changing technology, specifically around cloud-based contact center solutions, you know, she really did raise the bar and say, let's look at the difference between a hosted cloud solution and a premise solution. And she didn't take, you know, one road or the other. She didn't say this is good and this is bad. What she said is there are reasons to have both, and there's even a hybrid approach. So I really appreciated that conversation.
Well, I think it's refreshing to me to hear that something as complex as call center technology, when you bring in the recordings and the workforce management and all the other different variations that are out there into one system that truly brings the hybrid together, where it's not only easy to implement, but also to manage and it's very visual. And I think the cloud-based solution that both Five9 and our other partner in Contact have come up with it really is changing the landscape of contact centers and making it so that the Brenda Robinsons of the world, without a ton of call center experience but a lot of business experience, can look at call flows and make decisions on, is this the most efficient and effective way to handle this patient?
Yeah, and I think the other pieces of it is the call center in healthcare is still a business, and there's a
right.
business value to be able to measure and manage based on reports. I mean, you have to have a solid reporting functionality in order to determine what are you going to do next? How are you going to meet that customer expectation that's ever-changing? I mean, we know that customers compare healthcare like they do to Amazon, to any other online experience, and we want to make sure that we have the technology that will address it, but more importantly, we know it's coming, and we know how to manage that using some good data and not just our gut. Our gut's good, but data's better, in my mind anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really enjoyed touching base again with Mary Duyutrek from Northwest Community Healthcare. We had worked together in the past, and she moved over as the patient access manager there. But what she really brought home was the need for training. And it's interesting, I read a stat that said, if you ask call center professionals what's one of the most important things in a call center, and they will immediately say training. And then when you ask them the next question, which is, how many of you have cut your training budget?
Mm-hmm.
Like 90% of them will say, well, that's the only place we could, you know, give it up. I think the interesting thing that Mary talked about was really about how a good training program can really enhance that, you know, agent's performance, because they feel empowered to do a great job, and that translates to a great patient experience.
Fran, in your experience, how many organizations have we come across that don't yet have a dedicated trainer or a training program specific to the contact center? I know there's probably two different answers there, but is it starting to make a turn or what?
Well, I think there's no shortage of understanding. I think everyone can point to training. But what I would caution is training isn't always the answer. First, you have to look at all the other factors that may be influencing a poor delivery of service. But certainly training is one of those first things I'm going to look at. When you walk into a new organization, how are you training? How are they spending time making sure that this new employee is engaged, that they're supported, that they feel empowered to make a mistake during that training period? Because quite frankly, they're going to. How do you minimize that impact to the patient so that that doesn't translate into a safety issue? But I think the bigger issue is there is a difference in training, call center technology, customer service skills, than there is just applications training. I can teach anybody how to schedule an Epic, but teaching them how to use a pleasant voice, how to use words that are reassuring and yet are efficient in handling that call, is, you know, it's an art and it's a skill, but it's one that can be learned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see it all the time. I think having a good training program with a dedicated trainer who understands call center training, and that includes not only the application, but teaching the agent how to speak. What are the words that we want to say? What are the positive reinforcing words that we can say during that conversation that'll help that patient feel connected and feel like we really care about them?
I like the conversation that you and I had about the patient portal and how organizations can look to activate or create an engaged membership of patients to that portal and different ways of how they can do it and how we've done it in the past, how some of our clients are doing it today, where, you know, having the self-sign-up ability, having the ability for patients to review test results online, having them schedule appointments, not just request appointments, all of those things are expected. I know me as a patient side, I use an online portal that allows me to quickly schedule appointments, quickly message my my physician, and I know within a couple of hours I'm going to get a response. And for someone like me that's constantly traveling on the go, that's exactly what I'm looking for. So I think organizations, as they try to incentivize, so to speak, their patients to use online means to communicate and to interact, must truly look at what are they allowing their patients to do online. And the old adage of, well, they're not going to show up for appointments, or they're going to bombard the physician's office with messages of nonsense and jokes and everything else, just isn't true. I've not seen that anywhere. I can probably count on one hand people that I've heard about being deactivated from online portals for various abuse or just not using it in the right fashion. And I think that organizations now are starting to realize this and now looking for ways of how do we engage our patients? How do we get them online first, and then how do we engage them?
Well, there's no doubt about that. A patient portal is incredibly impactful in the ways that you described. But I think, you know, as we really look at it, it's also about healthcare reform. It's about taking an active role in finding care. We know that that's important. We also know that accessing care is also one of those things that is contingent in healthcare reform. And then being able to manage care compliance and population health management, all of those things, those are all things that can be done both in combination on the portal and through the assistance of the call center. Mm-hmm. So again, it's being able to bridge the gap on patient education and communication, that the portal is a huge advantage to being able to do that.
I mean, there's not one strategy session, design session that you and I go through that somehow the patient portal isn't involved. It has to be. It's part of your strategy, and I think that we've got some proven methodologies and tactics that we have used in the past that our clients are using today to truly get those patients engaged and getting them signed up and really working it through the overall organization's workflows.
Well, I think that's the most important part, because when you think about it, it's not a separate channel of communication. When we talk to our clients about multi-channel communications and a multi-channel contact center, it means that all of those points of contact need to be brought in together, because quite frankly, if you send that email message to your physician and they don't respond, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing on portals is that in order to run it as kind of a silo business, they're setting very low expectations. We're going to respond to your email in 24 to 48 hours. You know what? That's not good enough.
Yeah.
And so I think that's really where we can see the most enhancement and improvement in that communications channel in 2014, taking that silo communication channel and bringing it into the multi-channel contact center, so we can ensure that delivery of service, regardless of where the patient enters the healthcare system, to be at the highest level and to be at, quite frankly, what they expect and deserve.
Right.
You know, one of the other conversations that really shed a lot of light on branding and, you know, just in healthcare overall was Lenny, the chief communications officer at the Mount Sinai Medical Center. Again, another just gifted speaker.
Yeah, Lenny is just an amazing person as well as executive in the healthcare industry. He I think, Fran, correct me if I'm wrong, but he got the most traffic of any of our shows this
That's
year.
Correct.
People
mm-hmm.
just love to listen to him and his creative ideas and how he is kind of an intrapreneur within the Mount Sinai Medical Center, coming up with new ideas, new ways to do things. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to that show, listen to it, and if you get an opportunity to hear him speak or work with him, I encourage you to do so, because it's an amazing experience that I know I've worked with him on several projects, and they're definitely not only educational, but they're entertaining in just the way he makes you think. And I think branding is something that is a must, and Lenny takes it to a whole nother level with how he truly integrates his approach and uses new ways and new methods to rally the troops, both internally as well as externally.
Yeah, he's another one of those just visionaries that I did actually go back and re-listen to that show because there were a couple of things I wanted clarification on. And I was just amazed at his depth of understanding, his spatial thinking, and just making you think differently. Those are the kinds of shows that I hope we can continue to bring in 2014 because they really have an impact to our industry and to our listeners.
Right.
But we did wrap up the year with Ben, who's the founder and former CEO of Haptique, and he talked about the importance and the impact of like mobile devices and applications on healthcare. And again, you know, AJ, we have been blessed to have so many trusted advisors and, you know, just great business souls who understand what it's like to grow a business, especially a service consulting business, and to have these people at our disposal and to be on, you know, on our shoulder telling us, you know, the direction and giving us these ideas that we get to think differently. It's just been amazing.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's been a great year. I know for me personally and Fran, you've gone through a lot this year as well and building the company. And I think that, you know, having the right partners, the right advisors around us to truly build a business, it's not a question of the resources that we have. It's not a question of the expertise that we have. But, you know, how do you balance between doing the right thing for the patient and running a business like Cingola Consulting. So we can relate to healthcare organizations when we're sitting in front of them and trying to walk that fine line between running a business and as well as providing the outstanding customer service. And I think our partners and advisors have done an incredible job. We could not have gotten where we are today without them. And extremely excited about 2014 already going into the holiday season. We've got a very busy January and a lot of potential clients and partners that are right on the horizon.
You know, it's been said, and this is obvious, that you are the voice of the customer and you're the voice of Cingola. And I'm probably, you know, the lifetime learner. So being able to go through all the different presentations online, being able to look at benchmark reports, being able to really take the time to read, analyze, and think about how I can take that data and improve systems, operations, people, process, all of that for healthcare, the healthcare industry is, you know, just amazing. And it's a lifelong dream to be able to take this knowledge and this information and to see that you can actually help the patient and the organization because, you know, it's both, but being able to put it to good use. It, you know, it does, it warms your heart. It makes you feel good about, you know, what you do in life.
What's been the biggest change for you, Fran, going from a corporate environment to more of a entrepreneur and you know, it's still in the same industry, but the mindset's a little different.
You know, I think like all organizations, there is there's a culture, there's an environment. And when you work at that organization, you know where the boundaries are. And sometimes you don't push them because you know where the politics are and you know where the bodies are. And, you know, so what this has actually given me is a whole new perspective that says, as a consultant, I believe our clients are expecting me to come and think of every avenue, every prospect, every out-of-the-box situation, and give them the opportunity to think themselves outside of their culture and environment. And that's really what has been, I guess, the most refreshing and revelating to me. It's like this epiphany. You have all this information, and I've put it in a box, and now I just get to let it free.
Yeah.
It's been an incredible experience to reignite a passion that I've always had for contact centers and now be able to do it with you, with my partner.
Yeah, It is, and I think when you wake up in the morning and you're at a client site or you're in your own office, you know that this you're doing things that you believe in, that you want to do. You get a chance to say yes and no to things that you want to do and you don't want to do. And but it's an amazing feeling when you walk away from a client that's happy and you have you know, really lifelong colleagues and sometimes friends to go down this path and to learn from and to also educate. So it's been an amazing year for Cingola. It's been an amazing year for Experience Health Radio. I can't be more proud of what we've done, what we've learned, and extremely excited about starting next year.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. And you know, next year does hold for us some great new opportunities. There's some changes coming in the contact center world, some new technologies that we're going to be able to talk about next year, and we'll go ahead and bring those experts online to be able to share that insight and give us a really good start as to what's coming down that's really going to affect healthcare overall. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a pleasure working with you. Well, that's going to conclude our show for today. From all of us at Cingola Consulting, best wishes for a happy and healthy new year. Join us on Wednesday, January 8th at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time when we kick off a new season of lively and engaging conversation about the patient experience with a focus on the developments, integrations, and optimizations in areas that have the greatest opportunity for employment in healthcare today. And thank you again for joining us.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great year.
Thank you for joining us today, and please visit us at cingolaconsulting.com to learn more about how we can help your organization realize their investments. Remember to always put the patient at the center of every decision you make. We'll be right back.